Gemara in Pesachim details how Klal Yisrael made a Karban Pesach, and they're all involved in the performance of setting up, getting ready, and the Chana of Karban Pesach. And Moshe Rabbeinu was approached by people who were Tameim Nefesh Adam, they were Tameim Meis, they cannot perform the Karban Pesach. And they ask him, Lama Negara, famous words, Lama Negara, why should we be left out? So Moshe Rabbeinu proceeds to go through the Hilalachas, the Pasha of Pesach Sheni, and he expounds at great length on all the details of Pesach Sheni. Now, the Gemara points out that, you know, feasibly, very possible for Moshe Rabbeinu to say, you know, you're good. Right now, you're out of the picture. Come back to me in 25 days. I'll give you the whole crash course in Pesach Sheni and how to deal with it then. Instead, Moshe Rabbeinu sits down and goes through all the halachas on Pesach. He's standing on Pesach, and he's going ahead and telling them all the halachas of Pesach Sheni. From here, the Gemara in Pesachim derives this halacha called Shloshim Yoyim Lefnei Achag. There's halacha that 30 days before Pesach, one is supposed to be Shoyel V'Darish, one is proper for somebody to go through the halachas of the Chag. Now, the question is, how far does this go? That was said as far as Pesach is concerned. As far as other Yom Tov, we find the last Gemara in Megillah says, that Moshe Tikkun LeYisrael, that they should be Isaac within Yonim of Yom Tov, Hilchas Pesach on Pesach, Shavuos and Shavuos, and Sukkot on Sukkot. Now, that Gemara seemingly refers to being Isaac in the halachas of each of those Yom Tovim on the time of that Yom Tov itself, during the duration of the Yom Tov, not beforehand. However, in reconciling these two, a number of pshatim were said, but the Bi'ur Halacha goes to the pshat as follows. He says, what the Gemara says, Hilchas Chag v'Chag, when the Halachas of Pesach on Pesach, doesn't mean only on Pesach. The Gemara Megillah saying is, in line with the Gemara Pesachim, that one is supposed to discuss and be involved in Hilchas Pesach and Shavuos and Sukkot, the entire time frame of the Yom Tov, even the season of Yom Tov, so to speak. Being not necessarily on Pesach, the entire season. When does the season begin? The season begins 30 days before Pesach, Shavuos or Sukkot. So that means is one is obligated to deal in this, with these halachas. And again, the whole framework, the mentality is that the Zman has started at a point of 30 days. This, of course, has relevance because 30 days before Sukkot, Tesvav El is today. Therefore, from today, in line with the Bi'ur Halachas Pashtus, there's a chiv to discuss and be involved in Hilchas Sukkot, and the Sukkot season has officially begun. Now, what does that mean, halacha l'mayis? So we find a few nafkaminas l'halacha. One nafkamina, as far as Pesach is concerned, is this man beer. Somebody leaves his house and he didn't do beer chametz, he didn't do bedikas chametz. When is the chiyuv incumbent upon him to go ahead and do bedika? If he left well before Pesach, he wouldn't be mechuyuv. If he left within a 30-day period, the chiyuv is already chal. It's considered the season has started. The chiyuv has already begun. It's incumbent upon him already now, and therefore he has to tell truth to that. As far as another practical halacha, just a practical, for each and every one of us, we have to be involved in the halachas. It's proper, which is why we have a drasha, Shabbat Shuvah, before Pesach. We have drasha, Shabbat Segadol. The primary focus of these halachas is seen as a key of this halacha. One is supposed to go through and get clear a picture of the basic halachas before Yom Tovim. That means each one of us has our own responsibility to take a bit of a refresher course in Hilchas Sukkot starting from now. Certainly, at the very least, you know, going through all of them may be a tremendous job, but at least the very basic halachas. And at the very least, like I would imagine, if somebody had certain shailos that came up last year, you know, on Yom Tov, things always pop up, and one always has new problems that show up every year during the course of Yom Tov that you wish you would know beforehand. If somebody had those, it certainly be wise to clarify them beforehand. Now, a third potential nafkamina might be, which may require further clarification, see further in the chayin, but a basic concept is a concept that somebody's oinus on a mitzvah, he's futter. And that means if he comes to a time where he can't perform the mitzvah, he's off the hook. Suppose somebody on Rosh Hashanah was an oinus and he had no shayfer. He's a potter, he's an oinus, there's not much he can do about it. Now, in a certain sense, a person every Yom Tov could say, you know, he could wait till the last minute, he could wait till Rosh Hashanah, comes Rosh Hashanah, and he says, hey, I didn't make any preparations because it wasn't Rosh Hashanah. Now it's Rosh Hashanah morning, and I'm off the hook because I'm an oinus, I have no shofar. So when exactly does he have to go get a shofar? Before Rosh Hashanah, there's no mitzvah. On Rosh Hashanah, it's too late. And pretty much every mitzvah one could play this game and run out of time and say, hey, I'm an oinus. This comes up sometimes with davening too. Somebody would be, you know, maybe on Purim, someone is inebriated on Purim. If he became shikr before the Zman started, so in that status, he has been an oinus, he's pater. If he waited till the Zman started, and the Chiv Tefillah started, at whatever point the Chiv, let's say, Meir Purim night starts, at that point, if he went ahead then and became intoxicated, he would no longer have a heter. The idea is that once the Chiv starts, one no longer can say, well, now I'm an oinus. He can't make himself into an oinus from that point and on. If he became an oinus prior to that time, he's off the hook. I don't know for sure, but I would surmise that when it comes to Halachas and Sukkot as well, now that Shleish Shivyon Kod Machag begins the season, it'll be too late for everyone to come along with Tainus Oinus, and now is the season to get ready, to get a little bit of an Esrik, and one can't wake up Sukkot morning and say, hey, I'm an Oinus, so I didn't get a little bit of an Esrik. We'll follow the same lines from the 30-day period. Now, that's as far as those Yom Tovim. Now, assuming we go as far as to say Sukkot and Pesach and Shavuos, what happened to Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur? How far do we go? If Nei Yeshua asks that in truth there should be such a halacha, Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur should indeed have as well a halacha of Shloshim Yom, which means starting with Chodesh Elul, one has to start being involved in Hilchos Rosh Hashanah 10 days later Yom Kippur. And right now, he would have to be involved Me'ikar Hadin in all three halachas at once. Something that Nei Yeshua says is completely not feasible to mechayev everyone, which is actually what the problem is. In practicality, it would be difficult to go through all the halachas at once. The Ma'asha offers an explanation, and he says the entire concept of Shloshim Yom is meant as a refresher course. The whole year we're not involved in Sukkos. Sukkos is off the radar. Then it comes before Sukkos, but we know Chazal understood we can't wake up the night of Sukkos and know, all of a sudden know where we are. We got to wake up a few days earlier, go through the actions of waking up, so to speak, and we'll get it down pat in time for Sukkos. He says that's only true by something which is seasonal. When it comes around, Pesach comes around once a year. Shavuos is once a year. Sukkos is once a year. Mashal says, Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, the Avodah is Shuvah. The Avodah is to come close to Kadosh Baruch Hu. A Yid every day of his life has to ask himself, where do I stand vis-a-vis my relationship with the Kadosh Baruch Hu? Am I coming closer or not? A job is not an El job. That's an every single day job. Certainly El is all the more pressing. It's all the more incumbent to coming right before Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. But it's a job for every single day. So there's no reason to go ahead and establish 30 days because it's the Chiyuv for the whole year.